Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, during the winter that won't end.
Well, I'll tell you, I got out, it was 2 a.m. this morning when I was coming over. And, you know, it's as if you're in Nome, Alaska. I mean, the snow is so high, but it is scary over in the Berkshires. You get over Albany, not so much.
And that wind has picked up quite a bit. And so the snow's blowing around, and that makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, and there's a freeze, so you have to be careful about your footing on the sidewalk because there's probably ice down there.
Be careful is right. Well, where do we want to start today? I guess where we were yesterday, waiting to know what was going to happen in Pennsylvania. It's a big win for the Democrats.
It is huge. The Democrats were saying before, David, that there would be a great victory if they came close. So the fact that they won is extraordinary. Now, the Republicans say, well, the candidate was bad and that this was happening. But, you know, in the end, this was a referendum on Donald Trump. I don't think there's any question about it. And people are sick and tired of it. And this means a potential real revolution in the House of Representatives. Because if they can take that 20-something seats back, the Democrats will be in charge. And if they are in charge, I'm going to guarantee you before this is over that there's going to be an impeachment. Now, that, as you know, you all know the House votes impeachment, the Senate has the trial, and there's a very good chance that it would not happen in the Senate, a conviction. However, I think as the Mueller investigation unfolds, you got to think if the House goes Democratic, there will be an impeachment attempt.
Russia, the poisoning of a former spy in Salisbury, England, facing a deadline to come clean. Theresa May, as you suggested yesterday, has now expelled some Russian diplomats. As the Times puts it, now the hard part.
Well, yeah. You know, what's going to happen, of course, is the Russians will strike back. They've expelled a whole lot of diplomats. What else can you do? You're Theresa May. It's your government. The Russians come in, that's the allegation, and try to kill some people. If that's true, and it certainly would appear to be so, what is she supposed to do? Sit there and do nothing? She had to do something. And now, as you say, comes the hard part. Now there'll be tit for tat.
And what is the U.S. role here? The White House seems to be getting tougher now.
Well, all of a sudden, the man who loved Putin, Trump, all of a sudden the White House is indicating otherwise. Look, they lose a major congressional election. You can't say black is white is black, and expect that it's going to land safely on everybody's mind. People are ticked off about all of this. The White House knows it. They have polling operations going all the time. They say, boy, we better back off on this a little bit. Now, what's interesting, David, is if the Russians have something on Trump, there was a certain amount of proof. It's Trump saying he hoped that the Russians would release the documents that they may have on Hillary Clinton. It's all too suspicious. So we'll hope that Mueller gets to the bottom of this, and that's what his probe is all about.
CNBC senior contributor Larry Kudlow will now be President Trump's National Economic Council director, replacing Gary Cohn.
Basically, Cohn quits because he's really ticked off about the tariffs on aluminum, or as they say on the BBC in the morning, aluminium and steel. And Cohn gets out because he basically is a free trader. And then they bring in Kudlow, and Kudlow is also a free trader and has been criticizing the president, didn't support him in the beginning. And now he comes on and says, but I don't agree with the president on tariffs either. And not only does he say he doesn't agree with the president, but the president says, I like somebody who disagrees with me, but he didn't like Cohen.
Thousands of students, parents, and teachers, even Governor Cuomo, emboldened by the growing protest movement over gun violence, stood up in their classrooms and walked out of their schools in a nationwide demonstration this 1 month after gunmen killed 17 people in Parkland, Florida, at a high school. And we were hearing about even some schools in our area, as we talked about yesterday, punishing students for doing some of these things.
And that's a lot of nonsense for the rest of their lives. Anybody who walked out yesterday, whether it's on their permanent record or not, is going to be able to hold up their head and say, hey, sometimes you got to take risk in life. And boy, are our students learning a great deal. You know, you can sit in a civics class and go over the Constitution, but when you're presented with a chance to make history and to make your school safer, and you walk out and your principal says to you, we're going to put it on your record, what you do is you take your thumb, you put it next to your nose, and you go,
our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.